Without comfort or rest, marching down the rough pathway of time. You know, we're in a time where it might not be comfortable and might not be a time of rest, but you know what? We have the God of peace. We have the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, we can sing with all of our effort tonight, no matter where we're at. On that fifth stanza, also are you here without comfort or rest? Soul, are you here without comfort or rest, marching down the rough pathway of time? Make Jesus your friend ere the shadows grow dark. Oh, accept this sweet peace so sublime.
Thank you, Brother Charles, and thank you for singing. I'm sure that we all combined our voices together would have been just like a mighty choir. So we're excited to be able to have church tonight, and we're giving God the glory for it. Just a few things by way of announcement, mainly to our Anchor Baptist Church family. If you would like a songbook in your home, if you don't have one yet, or if you would like us to continue to email you the PDF of the songs that we'll be singing in upcoming services. So for instance, we're going to have Sunday school live stream on the Lord's Day, and we'll have the 4 o'clock live stream as well. But we could get you the PDFs of the songs that we're going to be singing, or we can bring a songbook by your home. I know many of you have purchased them, and so you have a copy. And again, we had no idea we would be doing something like this, so it's a blessing to have those songbooks in your home. But we will try to help you with that. We are going to have our prayer meeting this Friday morning, God willing, at 7 a.m. It will not be here at the church. It will be at the church office. So if you're interested and you have time available and would like to swing by for a time of prayer Friday, we have plenty of room to be able to meet the 6 feet, whatever it is. And so you don't have to get really close to me and pray. You can be 6 feet away from me, and it'll be just fine. In all seriousness, we do want to abide by that, if at all possible. Also, we are not going to have our men's and teen young men meeting this Sunday. We will not be having it this Sunday. And so you have the extra time. Those of you that have been coming, I would encourage you to maybe spend more time in the Word that morning. Or there are so many services now that are being live streamed. I could share a link and we could watch that. And you could watch that at your home and we could watch it at our home and so forth on Sunday morning. Also, there is going to be a teen Sunday school lesson that will be uploaded to the church website for all teenagers to watch. And so the idea is that you could watch that, teenagers, you could watch that from 3 to 4 o'clock while everyone else in the home is watching the lesson that will be taught live streamed. And so just want you to make you aware of that. Pastor Nathan is going to be putting a lesson, recording a lesson, and then putting it on the website for our teenagers. We want to stay as best possible with all of our age groups, seniors, adults, college and career, teenagers, children. We want to stay connected with you if at all possible. We want you to continue to be in your Bibles. And I sent out a link today in a couple of different ways for a children's program that is on Facebook. It's being done by the Crown Christian Heritage in England. And it's 4 times a week they're having it. It's 7 a.m. our time is when it broadcasts, but then it is recorded on their Facebook page. I would encourage you, those of you that have Facebook, to at least once a week be a part of that program with your children. It would be a great supplement in lieu of not having Sunday school right now. I just came across it today and listened to one of the programs, and it is really good. I would encourage you to be a part of that. Some of you already wrote me back and let me know that you had received that. So let me encourage you, whether it's on Sunday or any day during the week, take time to tune into one of those broadcasts, if you would. All right, at this time, we're going to play the video that we played on Sunday. Again, this is primarily for those of you that are from Anchor Baptist Church. And by the way, thank you for your giving on the Lord's Day. We appreciate that. We need to continue to be faithful in our giving in these days and continue to pray for the one who owns the cattle on 1,000 hills, the wealth in every mine, to continue to supply. The supply doesn't come from us. The supply comes from the Lord. But at this time, we're going to play a video for you that will help you to know how you can continue to give while we're not having public meetings. All right. I hope you were able to take note of that. And again, we do appreciate your continued giving, tithes, and our missions offering. And I mentioned last night on the video that I did. By the way, we have a group Facebook page now. For those of you that are from Anchor Baptist Church, we have a group Facebook page. And most nights of the week, except Sunday and Wednesday, I come on there and for 8 minutes. And last night we did missions emphasis. And we did some quizzing on where the missionaries were serving. And we just had a great time with that. And we just, again, I'm burdened that we as a church continue to support our missionaries prayerfully, as well as their the support that we send them financially. So let's continue to ask the Lord about that. We're going to sing our theme song right now, which you may or may not have the words. And if you don't, that's all right. Just sing to the best of your ability. Obedience is the very best way. We're gonna send this to everybody in a PDF so that you all have obedience at your fingertips, because we never know when we might pull it out and sing it just like this. So we're going to sing it here, but you sing it along out home. Wonderful singing. We're going to have some missionary updates at this time.
So hopefully you have access to the prayer page there that was sent out to you this afternoon. If not, you can just listen and maybe you can write some of these requests or praises down from the missionaries that we're going to highlight tonight. And we're going to start tonight with the Buckingham family. They are serving the Lord in Campbellton, New Brunswick. And we thank the Lord for the ministries that continue to ongo there in New Brunswick. Brother Buckingham updates with the ministries that they've seen some success in, what they call the Hoops Night. And this is a basketball ministry in the city of Bathurst. They've been able to rent a school gym. And they've also started a second location in Campbellton, the Dalhousie region, by renting a second gym there. And between the two together, they've had just around 20 young men that have participated. And they've been able to see one young man trust Christ as Savior. And he says several that have become more interested in coming to church. He says one of the negatives, obviously, is with the virus. The school gyms have now been closed for the rest of the school year. And he says, please pray for wisdom, how we can continue to reach out to these young men. In the last couple of months, he said, we've had two new people begin regularly attending our church services. He said, I would ask that you continue to pray for the spiritual growth of our young church and wisdom for me as I lead it. He says, the Bible study in Bathurst has been continuing to go well. He says, we are slowly but surely seeing new people come. And God gave them the city hall there in Bathurst to use free of charge on the Thursday nights. And he says, please pray for these two cities on the North Shore, both Bathurst and Campbellton. So be praying for the Buckinghams. And they are still, I think, in the dead of winter right now. I saw a video yesterday, and they were enjoying a lot of snow in their backyard. So unlike us here in the greater Vancouver area, they have snow over there. So be praying for the Buckinghams this week. And then secondly, tonight, we are praying for Michelle Geiger, and she's serving the Lord in Uganda. She said the past few months have certainly gone quickly, but with several blessings. The Lord has allowed her to be able to lead two boys to Christ. And he says they've both been coming faithfully to church for a long time. And the Lord has also increased the attendance in, if you remember, we mentioned her SUV route that she has. And she's increased by two families. I hope she has a big SUV, adding two families into that route. The Bible Club on Saturdays continues to go well. And she says, I've challenged my primary Sunday school class with the beginning of the school year to memorize the books of the Bible and five verses from the Romans Road. She said, I've had several students who have completed the challenge. I'm thankful for that. The Lord has opened up a door for her to be able to sponsor one of the kids that I believe that ride in her SUV to attend Gospel Light Baptist School. And she says he and his mother, Helen, have been faithful members of the church for years. Then also she had started teaching in the Institute class, teaching home economics. And she's enjoying the time with working with the young ladies there in the Institute. And then lastly tonight, we are praying for the Waugh family. And the Waughs are serving in the Quebec City area of Quebec. And St. Augustine is the name of the town that they are working in. And he starts out the letter. He says, we have strong hope in God's goodness and faithfulness because he's in control and he knows what to do and when to do it. They recently had three families that left the church. He said, all for valid reasons, but still it greatly hurts a small church like theirs in attendance, as well as both people serving in ministry and financial help. So be praying for that. They had one family that was supposed to come and help, or actually learn the French language. They've had others that have come and learned French while being in their church there. And he says that opportunity has closed. They're going to be going to Cameroon they'll plan on learning the French language there. They'll work on it there. So we also want to mention tonight, he says on a positive note, they have a Lebanese family that started coming. They haven't really decided if it's going to be their church home or not. But Danny, and I'll spell the wife's name. It's spelled M-I-R-E-I-L-L-E. And then their last name is Wazen, W-A-Z-E-N. Let's be praying for this family, Lebanese family. They've come a couple of times, and Brother Waugh says it's a huge answer to prayer, and it would be a great answer to prayer if they would continue coming, as this would enable them, or hopefully enable them, to reach out to their nearby Muslim community. So be praying about that. He says, pray also that Danny would be able to find a good job. This is the husband of the Wazun family. So be praying for them. At the end of 2019, Brother Waugh says the Lord laid on his heart to have a gospel table at different faculties, facilities over at the nearby Laval University. He says it turned out that we were declined to have a table, but thankfully they were able to distribute gospel literature at the different buildings. So we thank the Lord. He says, pray for fruit that remains. He says, we're in the midst of summer planning for the new song ministry, and they have a group that's going to be traveling by the looks of it, and will be singing and in conferences and things, obviously as the Lord allows that to open up in the months ahead, if that's his will for that. Another prayer request is Francis Tessier, spelled T-E-S-S-I-E-R. Francis had a rather tumultuous spiritual background, but the Lord took a hold of his heart by his word to open his eyes to the vanity and deceit of the religion he professed. Even though we have not seen him in a while, his brother Gabriel said that he really seemed to have understood Christ's salvation. So be praying for Francis, that they would be able to get back in touch with him, and if he's able to come back to the church. Brother Waugh and his daughter, Camille, they were able to go to Nova Scotia for a week to help some friends renovate their basement. She was able to be a blessing to the mom of the small family, and also able to have some time with the young people in their church, and really enjoyed that. Be praying, he says in one of the prayer requests, for the academic training of their children. He says they are both at an important time right now, and let's be praying for both Benjamin and Camille. And they are serving, the Wall family is serving in St. Augustine, Quebec. So tonight we're praying for the Buckinghams, Michelle Geiger, and the Waughs as they serve on the foreign fields and the fields here in Canada as well.
Thank you, Pastor Nathan. Let me just point out a couple of other updates with our missionaries, and then we're going to pause and pray right now for the missionaries. And I would encourage you to also be praying in your home while we're praying here. Those of you that are on the email list, you have the prayer page. The Hutchins family, they're in New Zealand, and New Zealand is going on a three-week lockdown. Might have already taken place. He actually wrote me about that, and so, you know, the COVID-19 prayer requests basically are for all of our missionaries, including the three that we just highlighted. And it's pretty much the same everywhere you go when it comes to having meetings. And so let's continue to pray. And then also the Brian Johnston, Pastor Brian Johnston there in Richmond Hill, Ontario, his sister Sylvia, she had quite a fall this last week. She actually fell through a floor and landed like in a church, I don't know if it was a church building or in an attic of a church building, fell through, and she's had major surgery. And in the midst of all this, she's in a back brace now, but in the midst of all this, they also discovered a mass on her lungs that's completely unrelated to the fall. And so we're praying that God obviously has used this fall to reveal something that can be dealt with. And so just pray for her name is Sylvia, and that's Brother Brian Johnston's sister. And then the Tates, let's continue to pray for the Tate family. They are in, Dad and Mom, Jason and Cassie, are in Tacoma, Washington area, while everybody else, I don't know if Audrey's down in Honduras or not, but a majority of the family is in Honduras, and they have no way to get there at this point, so they're trying to get down there as soon as they possibly can. And I also, just before church tonight, got an email from Brother Al, and they have been on this no contact or whatever you call it. I just lost the name of what it's called. But they've been doing that since the end of January, almost 2 months now. And he said that their cases are starting to go up again, and that's in Hong Kong. I think he said in his email that people are starting to come back from overseas to Hong Kong, and people are starting to go out again, probably cabin fever after 2 months. But we're praying about our missionaries tonight, and so let's go to the Lord in prayer. We're going to pray for the Buckinghams, Miss Geiger, and the Waugh family, and you pray there in your home as well. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the opportunity to take time now to pray for these missionaries. Thank you for allowing us to have a part in what they're doing as we intercede on their behalf, not just in our public meetings, but in our homes and throughout the day and throughout the week. And tonight, Father, we thank you that, Lord, again, as I've said earlier today, that you are sovereign and that you are good. And Lord, we lift up the Waugh family there in Quebec. We lift up their needs. Lord, I'm sure they're in a situation just like we are here, figuring out how to have services and how to stay connected with everybody that they've been reaching. Lord, we think of this one family, this Lebanese family, Danny and Wazen, the Wazen family. Lord, I pray that you would, I pray they're still in the church and they're growing in grace. I pray for their summer plans, Lord, that they have with this music team. May your will be done there. Father, thank you for the good news from Uganda with Miss Geiger and the increase in her SUV route. I know, Lord, they're not able to have services in Uganda right now as well. I pray, Lord, that you would just bless the ministry there that she serves in, Gospel Light Baptist, and the school and the church. And then, Lord, the Buckinghams. What a blessing to read their letter here just this week about this Hoops ministry, a young man getting saved, and just all that you're allowing them to have a part. I saw even their live stream earlier tonight, Lord. Blessing it was just to watch it for a few minutes as well. And Lord, we just thank you that you allow us to, again, to be co-laborers. Lord, we lift up the Tates right now. We pray that in a timely manner they would be able to get to Honduras, also for Mrs. Tate's health. We also lift up Brother Johnston's sister, Sylvia. Lord, we pray that you would ease the pain that she's in, Lord, from this fall, and that her back would heal. But also, Lord, as they try to figure out what this mass is, Lord, that you'd protect her and that you'd bring healing to her body. Be with her husband as well and any other family members, that you would meet their needs. And then, Lord, we pray for the Hutchins family there in New Zealand, that you would just bless the ministry there as the as they go on the lockdown there. He's asked prayer for that today. Father, again, we lift up all of our missionary families. Lord, I think of some, I didn't mention it earlier, but some, Lord, are on deputation right now. And basically all of their meetings are getting either rescheduled or some are getting canceled. And Lord, we pray that you would just show yourself strong. And I pray that our faith would increase in this time. But Lord, that we would do our best to communicate to our missionaries, and that we would not just communicate with them, but that we would communicate with you on their behalf. In Jesus' name, amen.
If you would, take out your Bibles at this time. Hopefully you can find one there close to you, there in your house or wherever you may be watching. And I encourage you to give respect to the Word of God. And even though we may not be together, I believe the Word of God is powerful and is able to work in our lives here and your life there at home or wherever you may be. I must say it is a little different to preach to an empty auditorium. Some might think it's probably easier. I think it's actually more difficult. It does remind me of the time in college when I was in preaching class and preaching to a large crowd on the bus. Actually, the bus was empty. That was a place that I would go and would practice for preaching. And also, I would get up early in the morning and preach in an empty auditorium to whoever wanted to hear me in the dormitories. It was a place to be able to practice. And so, to say I'm used to it, I can say that's sort of true. But it is much different to be able to see your faces here. And we're thankful that you're watching there somewhere. But I believe the Lord has a message for us tonight in the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 14, and I love the book of Proverbs. The book of Proverbs is something that I have included as a very integral part of my devotional time each day, as well as other passages. We're going to look at a theme here tonight from Proverbs chapter 14, and we're going to read verses 26 and verse number 27. Verse number 26, the Bible says, "In the fear of the Lord is strong confidence, and his children shall have a place of refuge. The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life to depart from the snares of death." Let's go to the Lord in prayer and ask for his help as we go through his word this evening. Lord, we do thank you for your word. We count it a privilege to be able to know you as our Savior. And we are undeserving of the grace that you've shown to us. Lord, you're so merciful. And we thank you that your mercy is everlasting to us, Lord. And I pray, Lord, if there happens to be somebody that is watching this live stream right now that is lost and without you, most importantly, Lord, that you would convict their heart where they are, Lord, to recognize their sinful condition, to recognize their need of the Savior. And tonight they would bow their knees before you and they would be saved. Lord, for the Christians that are watching, Lord, we need your encouragement tonight. These are difficult days, days that we've never faced in our lives, days that we don't know how they're going to end or when they're going to end. But Lord, we know that you are faithful. We know that you have a plan, and we trust you for it. And I pray that you would encourage us, Lord, as we think about this thought of the place of refuge. Lord, we thank you for the comfort that you bring, the strength that you bring. Bless this time. Be with each person. Various places that they're listening, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen. If I were to ask you by way of introduction tonight, if I were to ask you to name one headline from the current news, what would it be? No doubt many of you would say the same thing. At this current time, it would most likely be that which weighs heavy on our heart and that which has changed most, if not all, of our lives somehow in the recent days. How about this? If I were to ask you to name one verse that the Lord gave you today to claim as your verse for the day, what would it be? Could you give me one answer to prayer that you've seen in your life recently that strengthened your faith in the Lord? Are you more anxious to read news headlines than you are to receive your daily bread from the Word of God? In a world that seemingly had just about all of the pieces put together in the puzzle, God has so easily taken those pieces and shaken them up to where we have no idea what piece to even start over with. At a time when we wonder what God is doing, trust Him. I'm excited today because I believe with all my heart that God is at work. It ought to thrill our souls to know that God has not given up on our world. The Lord gave me this passage here in the book of Proverbs. During my daily reading, I read a proverb a day. And so this was actually back on March 14th. I almost said March chapter 14th. I know that's not a date, but March the 14th. And I came across these verses. And amazingly, the Lord just encouraged me with the thought that in the same verse, we could have fear and confidence. When our fear is in the right place, is in the right being, we can have great confidence. It's amazing how we can never exhaust the pages of God's Word. I wonder, have you ever done a study on the thought of fearing the Lord? The fear of the Lord can be a lifetime study. Yet how many of us have even touched the surface of it? We have got the fear of man and surroundings down, no problem. But to fear God? Well, dear Christian, if we are going to get through the days that you and I are living through, we must learn to fear God. For several years, the Lord has enabled me to read completely through the Bible. This year, I'm actually reading through a chronological plan, which for those of you that maybe don't understand, the Bible is not laid out in chronological date order by which it took place. Much of it is laid out by themes. And so we find in the Scriptures various dates and things maybe out of order from what we might think they go in order. So this year I'm doing a chronological plan. And you basically still start with Genesis through Deuteronomy, but Job comes in there around Genesis 11, I think, is where it is placed. And so working through that this year, he says, as I think about the plan that I've gone through, each year I've read Genesis through Deuteronomy every time. And each time I read through them, the Lord challenges me more and more as I go through those books. And I've grown to love the five books of the law, or the Pentateuch, Torah, that we may know them as. These five books are so vital to our understanding of the rest of the Bible. Don't just skip over the book of Genesis or even getting to the book of Leviticus. Leviticus is so important to us understanding the law and its importance where it plays out in our life and our relationship with the Lord. And even today, some of the practices in the book of Leviticus could help us fighting the virus, of course, as well. One of the great things that we can take away from the books of the law, or the first five books, is the things that we learn about God. We learn that He's holy. We learn of His judgment. We learn that He is just. We learn of His truth. We learn of His grace. We learn of His patience. We learn of His love. And we learn of His mercy. Tonight, as we consider the greatness of our God, the fear that surrounds us, and the fear of God, I want to remind you simply to stay in the refuge. To stay in the refuge. Through this message, I want to give you some very simple thoughts about the day that we are living in. First thought tonight is it's a day of mercy. It's a day of mercy. We are currently living in a world of great fear. It could be fear of the unknown and the fear to find the answers. Sometimes fear is expressed and seen more than at others. And I would say today it is very evident. People question what is going to take place. What is going to happen tomorrow? Eventually, will the stores close down? Will they run out of supplies for what I need? And I think fear is very evident, the fear of the unknown today. We are living in a world of great fear. Something about humankind, and especially in the heart of a man, man likes to appear to be confident in his ability to control. Some men more than others maybe like to have control. We like to know that we know where we're going, or at least act like we know where we're going. The common phrase might be, I've got this. And yet God in His mercy sends mankind reminders that there is no man in control. For the powers that are given to man are given to man by God. And yet those powers always remain subject to God. No matter how powerful a government becomes, those powers are subject always to the God that gave them those powers. And I think we see that very clearly today, how very simply, something very small, something that is microscopic, something that we cannot see with our eyes, has shaken our world beyond what we've ever seen before. Psalm 103, verse number 19, you can turn there, I'll just read it. It says, the Lord hath prepared His throne in the heavens, and His kingdom ruleth over all. Psalm 103, verse 19. His kingdom ruleth over all. God is in control. God has a purpose for all He is doing. He has a reason for it, and we must trust Him. While man, yes, he has a free will to make decisions, we must remember that God is holy, God is just, and God is merciful. You ask the question, are we in a day of judgment? I would say possibly yes, but I don't know. I do say that we are in a day of mercy. The Bible says that God is long-suffering, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. We are in a day of great mercy. And our God, thankfully, He is a merciful God. God is a merciful God. His mercy is everlasting. Psalm 100 in verse number 5, it says, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. But may I suggest to you, what the Bible says about this everlasting mercy is that this promise is only for those that fear Him. Turn with me, if you would, to Psalm 103. Psalm 103 in verse number 8. Psalm 103 in verse number 8. We'll read down through verse number 18. It says here in verse number 8, the Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. Again, Psalm 103, verse number 9. He will not always chide, neither will He keep His anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is His mercy toward them that fear Him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath He removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear Him. For He knoweth our frame, He remembereth that we are dust. As for man, his days are as grass. As a flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passeth over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting. And notice there in verse 17, upon them that fear Him, and His righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep His covenant, and to those that remember His commandments to do them. Yes, God's mercy is everlasting, but it is only everlasting to those that fear the Lord. At some point, there will come a day when God's mercy on the heathen, the spiritually dead, the lost world that we live in will end. And the wrath of God, His just wrath, His judgment, will be poured out on this world. And I call out to you, if you're watching tonight, oh sinner, if you do not know Christ as your Savior, realize today that Jesus Christ reigns supremely over all, and you will one day bow the knee before Him as Lord and King. Why don't you make the decision now to recognize your need of Him as your Savior before it is too late? If you have never trusted Christ as Savior, I encourage you now. You can call out to Him. If you will, the Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. If you will recognize that you are a sinner, the Bible says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. If you will realize that the gift is offered to you, And if you will call out in faith, if you will confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, the Bible says, thou shalt be saved. If you have questions about that, please let us know, and we are more than willing to help you and show you in the Bible how you can know that you are a believer of the Lord Jesus Christ and that you are on your way to heaven. So first of all, tonight we look at this as a day of mercy. It is a day of mercy. But secondly, tonight we look at it as a day to refocus. It's a day to refocus. As Christians, we don't have to fear the world or the curse of sin that is on it. Psalm 23 and verse number 4, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Pastor Turner mentioned on Sunday in our men's meeting that the fear that the world is facing ultimately is the fear of death. And here the psalmist writes in Psalm 23 that even though I come to the valley, the shadow of death, that which man is fearful of today, he says, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. May I encourage you, you that are listening, that are watching tonight, the Lord is with you. We don't have to fear what is around us. 2 Timothy 1:7, a verse that we often quote at a time like this, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind. And then Isaiah 26 and verses 3 and verse number 4, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Is your mind focused on the Lord? Is your mind set on the Lord tonight? It could be that you have fear of what is going on in this world because your mind is on what is going on in the world. As Peter began to be fearful and began to sink, as his eyes got off of the Lord Jesus and got on the waves that were around him, may we set our minds, our eyes, our hearts back on the Lord. It's a time to refocus. It's a day to refocus. The true escape of earthly fear is a genuine fear of God. We can't run anywhere. We can't hide anywhere. We can't take any kind of a medication. We can't take any kind of a drug that would help us to deal with this earthly fear apart from getting a genuine fear of the Almighty God. And that, dear Christians, that, dear lost person, is where we need to be, where we need to get to in our life tonight. Turn with me to Psalm 34, if you would, please. Psalm 34. We'll look in verse number 1. Psalm 34 and verse number 1. The Bible says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make or boast in the Lord, and the humble shall hear thereof and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel, notice this verse, the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. O fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Come, ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. We can clearly see in this passage tonight that the one that fears God, that lives his life in a genuine fear of the Lord, the Bible says there is no want to them. There is no lack. There is nothing that he needs. He has everything that he needs. As the songwriter once wrote, Lord, I need you. And that's where we need to be tonight, in a genuine fear of God. Go over to Psalm 89, please. Psalm 89. I've written down several passages, and if we have time to look at them all tonight, we will. If not, I'll maybe just give them to you, and you can look at them later on. Psalm chapter 89, verse number 6. The benefit of watching the video later on is you can pause it and then find the verse and look at it But right now we'll look at Psalm 89, verse number 6. It says, "For who in the heaven can be compared unto the Lord? Who among the sons of the mighty can be likened unto the Lord? God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints, and to be had in reverence of all them that are about him. O Lord God of hosts, who is a strong Lord like unto thee, or to thy faithfulness round about thee? Thou rulest the raging of the sea. When the waves thereof arise, thou stillest them. Thou hast broken Rahab in pieces as one that is slain. Thou hast scattered thine enemies with thy strong arm. The heavens are thine, the earth also is thine. As for the world and the fullness thereof, thou hast founded them." And then Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse number 13, you may have it memorized. It says, "Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man." You have two responsibilities. Two. The whole duty of man, to fear God and to keep his commandments. How's your fear of God tonight? It's time to refocus. It's a day to refocus. Instead of looking at what is going on around us and being afraid of tomorrow, being afraid of the future, and even really being, no joke in a sense, but being afraid of somebody that's near you and wondering whether or not they'll be the one to pass this virus to you, it is time to get our eyes on the Lord, to have a genuine fear of him, to refocus our heart on him tonight. And then lastly, it is a day of refuge. It is a day of refuge. The genuine fear of God will bring a genuine refuge. Go back to our text there in Proverbs chapter 14, if you would please. Proverbs chapter 14 and verse number 26. Genuine fear of God will produce or will bring a genuine refuge. "In the fear of the Lord is strong confidence, and his children shall have a place of refuge." The word for refuge is simply a shelter. Our shelter can truly be the Almighty and Sovereign God. You know, we might have shelters at home. Many of you may be watching in your house tonight and you're thankful for a roof. By the way, there's rain coming in the forecast. You're going to be thankful for a roof that is over your head, that is a shelter from the rain. But you and I both know that something as powerful and destructive as a house fire could take that shelter away from you in just moments of time. The things that we often count as a shelter in this world, whether it be financial success, whether it be a good job, a raise at work, that our rent is taken care of, these types of shelters that we depend on, these types of things, as we're seeing even today, can be removed very quickly out of our lives. But our shelter, our refuge, can be the Almighty, the Sovereign God of the universe. In the fear of the Lord, we see there is a confident trust. There is a confident trust. Does it make sense that fear and confidence can be found in the same place? Deuteronomy 33 and verse number 27, it says, "The eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms." The troubles, the struggles, the fears of this world are only temporary. But might I remind you that my God and that your God is eternal and everlasting. The things that we may speak about that are our refuge, that are our shelter, these things are temporary. It might be that you currently have a nice car that continues to run and works properly, and maybe in your house your plumbing's not leaking right now. Hopefully it doesn't leak after this message, because then you'll blame me. Hopefully things are working for you and you put confidence in that. But might I remind you that those things are temporary. The material things that you and I enjoy in this world break down. They fall apart. But our shelter, our refuge, can be in the eternal God. As Moses said to the people, really before he would say his goodbye to them, there at the end of Deuteronomy, "The eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms." What a promise. What a blessing. If you were to look in the book of Hebrews in chapter 11, we would see the heroes of the faith. Why don't you turn there, if you would, please. Hebrews 11, look at verse number 7.
We can't go through and talk about all the different individuals that are listed here in Hebrews chapter 11. But we come to Noah in verse number 7. The Bible says, "By faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet." Noah didn't know the future. Noah didn't know what was ahead. He only knew what was supposed to be ahead for his day. That, hey, there's a flood coming. God commanded him to build that ark and he was obedient. What does the Bible say? It says he was moved with fear. Prepared an ark to the saving of his house. Sadly, only Noah and his family would be saved. His sons and the daughters-in-law, the eight people that would enter that ark, Noah's family. Thank the Lord that Noah's family was spared and God continued to spare the earth. We understand that all that was living was killed, was taken over in that flood. But Noah was obedient. And the Bible says he was moved with fear. Prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness, which is by faith. May I suggest to you tonight that the heroes of Hebrew chapter 11, heroes of the faith, were moved or motivated to go forward for God in the face of adversity because of their fear of God. Their fear was in a proper place. It wasn't a fear of, I might be slain for what I'm about to do. I might be persecuted for what I'm about to do. But it was a genuine fear of God. What would allow somebody like Daniel to continue to pray and continue to be obedient to God, even in a day when the judgment would come, when a punishment would come, and he'd be cast into the den of lions. And yet Daniel would be able to rest all night long on those lions that God allowed him to use as a place of comfort, because it was the fear of God that led him in a life of faith. I want to encourage you tonight that a fear of God will help you to continue to go onward in this day in the refuge. And understand that refuge is not a place that we run to in troubled times. It's a place that we live in. That shelter that is continually there. We don't run to God just for the time that we need help, but we run to God every day, every moment of our life. Let me ask you tonight, is God really your refuge? Is God really your refuge? What do you do in your time with the Lord? Is your heart still set on other things? And you are just maybe passing the time, getting through your Bible reading schedule? Do you run for refuge only when times get tough? Or do you live daily, continually in the presence of God? When we live daily in the presence and the fear of God, or our refuge, a day of doubt is no challenge. It will only drive us closer and closer to our refuge, the Almighty God. I want to give you just some practical advice or some practical thoughts in our refuge. Number one, within the day that we are living in, I want to encourage you to limit the amount of news, media posts, and other various sources you are viewing and hearing these days. Be careful how many constant alerts you receive throughout the day. We'll talk about this in just a moment. Stay informed for your safety, and obviously to obey laws. Stay away from the constant feeding from this world. The purpose of our refuge is not just so we can have a safe place to view the updates of the world around us. Number three, fill your mind, saturate your heart things of the Lord. Paul says in the book of Romans in chapter 12, verse number 2, he says, "Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind." You see, our life, the person that you and I are, changes. As God renews our mind is renewed in the Word of God. And it's so important, dear Christian, that you are spending much more time in God's Word than you are listening to the news feed. It's important that we are up to date, that we know what's going on, that we know how to pray for other people. But don't make that the focus of your day. If that is the focus of your day, it will be overwhelming. If God is the one that you truly fear, and God is the one that you are focused upon, we can get through this. We can live in fear of God with confidence. Both Joshua 1:8 and Psalm 1 in verse number 2 teach us that we are to meditate in God's Word day and night. This is far more than just merely memorizing Scripture. It is hiding God's word deep down inside so that you and I can say, as the psalmist, it is my meditation all the day. It is what I think about. It is what I dwell on. I'm not dwelling on the things around me, the circumstances that are around me. I am dwelling on the Word of God. I am living in that shelter. I am living in that refuge. And I'm dwelling, my mind is set, is focused upon Him. Let's look at Psalm 19 and verse number 14, please. Psalm number 19 and verse number 14. We're almost done. Psalm number 19, verse number 14. The Bible says, let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Let's go to Psalm 104 and verse number 34. I just want to share some verses here in the end before we close out. Psalm 104 and verse number 34. The psalmist says, my meditation of him shall be sweet. I will be glad in the Lord. My heart, my mind is stayed on the Lord, is fixed on the Lord. Psalm 63, Psalm number 63, verse number 1 to verse number 7. Psalm 63, verse number 1, it says, O God, Thou art my God, early will I seek Thee. My soul thirsteth for Thee, my flesh longeth for Thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. To see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen in the sanctuary. So as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. When I remember thee upon my bed and meditate on thee in the night watches, because thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. Psalm 77 and verse number 12. Psalm 77 and verse number 12. The Bible says, I will meditate also of all thy work and talk of thy doings. And then just a few verses in Psalm 119. Psalm 119, verse 23. Psalm 119, verse 23. Princes also did sit and speak against me. I want you to notice the focus here. The words were against me. He says, princes also did sit and speak against me, but thy servant did meditate in thy statutes. That his mind, that his heart was not focused on what people were saying, accusing him of. But his mind, his heart was fixed on the word of the Lord. Psalm 119 and verse 48, now verse 48. My hands also will I lift up unto thy commandments, which I have loved, and I will meditate in thy statutes. And then verse 78 here in the same psalm, verse 78. Let the proud be ashamed, for they dealt perversely with me without a cause, but I will meditate in thy precepts. Again, the concentration, the focus, my heart is fixed on the Lord. Is your heart in the refuge tonight? Do you have a genuine fear of God? Remember, a genuine fear of God will produce a genuine refuge, a place that you and I can run to. Yes, it may be a day of mercy, and it's a day to refocus. But lastly, it's a day of refuge that you and I need to be in. Refuge. In a day where much fear and uncertainty surrounds, set your heart and mind on the Lord. In closing, I challenge you to do a little study in the words in Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. We won't look at it right now, but this thought of be careful for nothing. If you look over in Matthew chapter 6, verses 24 to verse 34, or 25 to 34, we see those same words. Careful. The word be careful is the word that has to do with to be anxious about. Same word that we maybe get anxiety from. Fears. Look at those words when you cross over to Matthew chapter 6. And the Bible talks about all the needs, the essentials that you and I have of life there in Matthew chapter 6. But you get to verse number 33 and it says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All these things shall be added unto you." There is no need for the child of the king to fear when he lives in a genuine fear of God. If you were to look at Philippians 4 and verse 6 and then go into verse 7, it says, "And the peace of God shall keep your heart and mind." The peace of God shall keep your heart and mind. Isaiah 26, 3, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee." And my heart is in the right place. In closing, I just want to read the song to you, "Be Still My Soul." Maybe you know it. I'm not going to sing it for you, but I will read it to you. It says, "Be still my soul, the Lord is on thy side. Bear patiently the cross of grief or pain. Leave to thy God to order and provide. In every change, he faithful will remain. Be still my soul, thy best, thy heavenly friend, through thorny ways leads to a joyful end. Be still my soul, thy God doth undertake to guide the future as he has the past. Thy hope, thy confidence, let nothing shake. All now mysterious shall be bright at last. Be still, my soul. The waves and winds still know his voice who ruled them while he dwelt below. Be still, my soul. The hour is hastening on when we shall be forever with the Lord. When disappointment, grief, and fear are gone, sorrow forgot, love's purest joys restored. Be still, my soul, when change and tears are past. All safe and blessed, we shall meet at last." Is your confidence in the Lord tonight? We look back at Proverbs there in closing in chapter 14. Reading our text verse. Verse number 26. "In the fear of the Lord is strong confidence, and his children shall have a place of refuge." Is your refuge in the Lord tonight? Do you have a genuine fear of God? We don't have to fear, dear Christian, what is going on around us, the things that are taking place. We must fear God. We must fear God. Do you know him as your Savior tonight? If you don't, his arms are open to you. His grace is extended to you. And I encourage you, come to know him tonight. You say, "I don't know how." Call us. Our church's phone number is on our website. Call somebody that you know that maybe attends this church. We would love to take you through the scriptures and show you how you can know for sure that you're on your way to heaven. Do you have a genuine fear of God tonight? In fear, we know that we have a place of refuge. We have a confidence. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you tonight for this passage that you've given us from your word. I thank you for many times that we see in the book of Proverbs. Lord, I didn't even mention them, but several that I had written down, the places that we see the results or the fruit of having a fear of God. And Lord, I encourage each one of us here tonight to maybe spend time studying what it means to fear you. Lord, give us a greater fear of you. Help us to love you more, Lord. I pray that you continue to strengthen our trust, our faith in you in these difficult days. I pray for our church family right now, Lord, wherever they may be, you would encourage them. I pray we'd stay faithful, Lord, to the things of you. I pray that our minds would not fill up with other things and that we'd be occupied with other things in these times of maybe where we have a bit more time available to us. But that these days we would spend much more time in your word, gaining so much more love for you and a greater assurance, Lord, that you are faithful and that you are worthy to be trusted. Continue to bless what's ahead for us tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Excellent truth. I hope you made some notes. I hope you maybe marked that verse in your Bible. I underlined that verse in my Bible. And the next time I get around to Proverbs 14, I'll be able to remember the truth from tonight. Daily living in that place of refuge. And to God be the glory. We're going to take a few moments now and go through our prayer page. I want to thank everyone from Anchor Baptist Church. We're not signing off yet, but thank you for being a part of this online church. This is obviously still new. I know that live streaming has been available for some time. For many, many churches have used it, but not typically to an empty auditorium. As Pastor Nathan said, normally you would have people here and be live streaming. We have four people right here in the building tonight, and then we have God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. I guess we've got the Trinity, so there's, anyway, that's it, just four of us, and we've made sure, except my wife and I, we kept our 6 feet distance. We definitely did not keep our 6 feet distance. No, we're married. We don't have to stay that far apart. So, just a little light humor there. I'm sure my daughters are appreciating that. But anyway, we'd like to go through the prayer page now. And a few things that are updated. And so, if you'll take note of that, if you have your prayer page in front of you, or if you have a piece of paper and you're writing down some notes, we have several things to praise the Lord for. We were praying for Sandra Lopez's sister. She's greatly improved. Evelyn Minkos, I hope I'm saying that right. My parents had driven down to Florida, and it's a kind of a praise prayer request. My Aunt Grace is about to leave this world. She has cancer, so you could pray for my Aunt Grace. She's listed on the prayer page. This is my mom's older sister. They drove all the way from Knoxville down to Tampa, Florida. Were there for, I think, just a little over 24 hours and then drove all the way back. They did make it back safely. We're grateful for that. And those of you that knew of that and were praying for it, we thank you for that. Faith Bible Institute, we're still on hold right now for that. They are working on making it available online. That's a prayer request, but we'll keep you posted as well when that comes. Just praying for the online ministry ministries that are taking place, many live stream services now. And so, yes, the ability to reach out is growing with all of that. I read somewhere, was it 80,000? 80,000, I saw a post that 80,000 plus churches live streamed over last weekend. 80,000, that's unbelievable. And just think about all of the people that reached into their lives. And so let's pray for a worldwide global revival in these days, that God would use this difficulty to bring Christians to their knees in prayer to the Lord, but it would bring the lost to their knees to accept Jesus Christ as Savior. As Pastor Nathan mentioned, at some point everybody's going to bow their knee, and we might as well bow our knee now rather than in front of Him when we're forced to, and then we're going to end up, not we, but then those will end up not in heaven, and so. Let's bow the knee now, and let's pray for those that are still holding out. Found out today from Miss Gabriella that Sancho Davila, should be going home on Monday. Let's pray that way. Let's pray that way, if not sooner, to be able to get her at home. I think she'll be able to recover a lot better at home, but thank you for praying for her. Also, if you'll write down this name, Anchor Baptist, or anybody that's listening, and maybe you've been praying for this gentleman, Evangelist Tom Farrell. Farrell is spelled F-A-R-R-E-L-L. He's having major surgery tomorrow morning, brain surgery. He has a brain tumor, and I'm not sure what is happening in the surgery, what the purpose of it is, if it's exploratory or what. But I know Pastor Nathan was mentioned today that he got saved under the preaching of Brother Tom Farrell and his brother Adam as well. And I've had the privilege of hearing Brother Farrell, and maybe many of you have as well, dynamic preacher of the Word of God. And his wife has had major health issues the last couple of years, and now God is putting him through this as well. So pray for that surgery tomorrow morning. I think it's 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then we're praying for Brother Kenny Baldwin. He's a pastor in Virginia. He has the COVID-19. Also, if you want to jot down Pastor Tony Shirley, and his wife in North Carolina. I'm not a personal friend of his necessarily. I have heard him preach before, but they both have the COVID-19 as well. And so let's pray for them to be healed. And also, Brother Gord had a meeting today. I'm waiting to hear back from his social worker as to how that meeting went. I chose not to go to the meeting today, and I made Brother Gord aware of that. I hope you're praying for Brother Gord as well. And then also it's in our prayer page here. Brother Bernie sent in a couple of people that he knows. It's his hunting buddy Paul His brother and his brother's wife both have it, and they are not doing well. They're in their early 80s, and this is a very serious request. Please, if you would, pray for them. And then continue to pray for Sister Melina Jung. She is in Burnaby Hospital and also recovering, was diagnosed with the COVID-19, and we're praying for her. As far as I know, she is doing well. I did not speak to her brother or sister today. I'll try to reach out to them again tomorrow. And then if you notice under the harvest field, I'd like us to pray for Deepani De Silva and her brother. You say, who is Deepani De Silva? This is really an amazing thing that God has done since the Lord's Day. Of course, our outreach is a little bit challenging right now. No, it's kind of hard to get a track to somebody if you're 6 feet away from them, you know. I had a lady take the track in the drive-thru the other night at McDonald's, but she took it with a napkin, and I got to thinking, maybe I shouldn't even be offering you a track. But here's somebody that called the church, Deepani De Silva. She called the church on Sunday, wanted to come to church, and I said, well, we're not having a public service. Call me on Monday, and we'll talk again. So she called me on Monday, and she and her brother are from Sri Lanka. And I said, text me your address. She was in need of some help. And I said, I'll try to get a gift card and get it to you to be a help to them. I said, text me your address. So she texts me her address Monday night. The church office address, anchor people, is 7768 Wedgewood. Well, I'm not going to tell you her address because that's kind of a personal. But I will tell you this. It's on Wedgewood Street. And unbelievable. And I said, you're not going to believe this. I said, my office is right across the street from you. So yesterday, I went and got her a gift card and also gave her a copy of the Bible, God's Word, as well as a discipleship book. And so I communicated with her this morning via text. I also sent her the John 3:16 gospel presentation in English. Her English is very good. So pray that she will get saved and her brother will get saved. And pray that there will be an opportunity to minister to them in spite of the distance thing that we're supposed to have, social distancing that we're supposed to be doing right now. And we should be doing. I'm not making light of that. But I'm not ready to not witness to somebody that's not saved either. So I want to be able to do both. So pray for that if you would. And I'm serious about that. I'm praying that by the end of the week that she'll be saved. And she was texting me this morning and said, I'm reading the Bible. I'm going through this booklet. And so this is huge. This is huge. And it's just the power of prayer that even though we're not even out, God is saving people and God wants this lady to be saved. And there's much more about her story that she shared with me already, but I'll just leave it at that. And so anyway, those are some of the prayer requests and the praises. And again, I want to just say before I close the service in prayer, Anchor Baptist Church family, we are praying for you. We are here for you. We are here to help you, even though we're not having public meetings. Now we're not going to have our men's meeting on Sundays, more than likely moving forward. We won't be able to have that. Please do not hesitate to text, email, Facebook message, however you, I mean, you know how, I mean, I'm willing to help. Pastor Nathan's willing to help. Our families are willing to help as best we can. If we can help you pick up something from the store for you, if you don't want to go out and get it, we'll do that as long as we're able to do that. Just please, you have not because you ask not, okay? And then I really want to encourage you if you are someone who's on Facebook, and I still haven't been able to figure out how to do this any other way yet, but join us at 8 o'clock most nights. Not tonight, obviously, it's already 8:20. We had this meeting, but join us at 8 o'clock for 8 minutes at 8 p.m. with Pastor Turner, and we have some fun things, some quiz time, some challenging things from the Word of God, just to keep us interacting. And then get involved in that children's crown thing that I sent out, Crown Heritage thing. It's 4 times a week. Get involved. Get your kids involved in that. And then last but not least, the teen Sunday school class that's coming. It'll be on there later this week, available by Sunday at 3 o'clock for sure. Okay? And again, I've got my phone out here, and several from Anchor Baptist were tuning in tonight, and others as well. We're so glad that you joined us. We'll be live streaming again, God willing, Sunday at 3 p.m. for the Sunday school hour, Sunday at 4 p.m. for the afternoon service. Let's go to the Lord in prayer as we end the meeting tonight. Please pray there in your home. Even after I finish, take some time to pray for these requests. Heavenly Father, we do give you the praise and glory for this meeting here. and this meeting that we can have it on the internet. We pray that if anyone tonight listening has not saved, or they're listening maybe tomorrow or the next day, Father, I pray that someone would reach out to us, and Lord, that we would hear of someone getting saved as a result of this meeting tonight. Lord, we lift up so many different health needs because of this virus, so many different people, pastors and workers and laymen and others that are struggling and physically not well, and family members, extended family. Father, I pray that you would give wisdom to the health professionals, protect the health professionals, the doctors and nurses on the front lines and so forth, Lord, that you would accomplish your will, though, in this. Help us, Lord, as I've been praying, to learn what we're supposed to learn from this. Lord, me in more of a spiritual way, I'm asking, Lord, what do I need to learn spiritually from this? And I'm sure there's much more we can learn as well. Father, we lift up all the requests tonight. We give them to you. We thank you for so many different blessings that have come to the Anchor Baptist Church. Lord, we lift up the lost tonight on our prayer page, people that we've been praying for months and months and months and even years. And Lord, we just we are truly thankful that as we learn tonight, that daily in the stress of life, in the trials of life, there is refuge to be found. And Lord, I pray that our meditation would be on you all the day long. Give us, Lord, what we need even this evening before we pillow our heads. And then, Lord, as you tarry your coming, Lord, I lift up this Deepani, Lord, this Sri Lankan lady and her brother. And Lord, I pray that before the week is out, God, that they would get saved. And we would be able to do some sort of discipleship, even if it's online, Lord, whatever. Lord, whatever we can do to help them grow in grace. And we love you. We thank you for Anchor Baptist Church. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.